fireworks and all these things, you know, but we've had fireworks all year long. We've had fireworks all year long. We've had explosions all year. You know, we need to really think about what time it really is. You know, and you know, there are not many more New Year's coming. You know, time won't last forever. Amen. There are certain things that we take for granted. Amen. And you know, and I'm just perceiving in my spirit, you know, there were some people that sat in some of these seats. Amen. Maybe a while back, you know. But they're not sitting in that seat tonight, not because they're someplace else, but some of them are 6 feet under. You know, we take time for granted. I'm okay. We take time for granted, you know. But you know, the Bible is becoming more real every day, as if it hadn't been real all along. If we'd look at the scriptures, we can find out that prophecies are now being fulfilled. Amen. And it's time for believers to wake up and to discern the times. You know, the Bible says nobody knows the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming, but Jesus is coming. Amen. He's coming like a thief in the night. You know what? But we as believers, we can perceive, you know, and we can discern that it's time to wake up. Amen. Open our eyes and open our heart to the things of God and prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming. Amen. In order to do that, somebody say, praise the Lord again. Hallelujah. I'm just perceiving. Look at somebody say, don't play any games this year. Amen. Somebody say, don't play any game. Amen. You play a game this year, I got a word for anybody that's going to play a game this year. You'll lose. Somebody say, amen. Every game you play, you'll lose. Amen. Life is not about a game. This thing is real. Amen. Life is fragile. Handle it with care. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord, or handle it with prayer. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He is a good God, isn't he? Turn to Ephesians. Actually, you can go to Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Everybody, I mean, I've discerned, like, you know, like even last night and nights beyond, a sobering. Everybody say the word sobering. A sobering in myself, in the a sobering within my spirit, a sobering, you know, within my ministry. You know what? Because in a complete reliance on the Word of God, just to speak the truth and let them handle it any way they can handle it. Amen. Not to be responsible for anybody else's salvation, but to be responsible to speak the truth. Amen. Everybody you talk to is not going to get saved. We need to realize that. Amen. Hallelujah. But we still need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and speak the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And get real about it. This is something that we need to read in Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Amen. Some other people's watches were a little bit late. All right. It says, and that, knowing the time, that now is at, that is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. Look at somebody and say, salvation is nearer than we believed. Now these people were saying our salvation. Everybody could have salvation if they wanted it. So if our salvation is nearer than we believe, guess what? That means that somebody else's damnation is nearer than they believe. And they need to know it. Amen. And we always think about the good things. Thank God for the good. Amen. But Jesus is coming. There's a whole lot of people going to be shouting and rejoicing in heaven. But there's going to be a whole lot more. Amen. In misery. Amen. Jesus coming back to judge, amen, and to tell us the truth. Amen. So they say, now, knowing the time that is now at it, it's time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. It's going to take a miracle of God to make people wake up. People are religiously asleep. People are sleep going to church. I'm not talking about sleeping in church, but people are sleep going to church, just going through some ritual. You know, they don't know what they believe. Amen. They're not serious about it. It's just a ritual. Amen. Some of us got a ritual of falling down. Fall down and get back up again. Amen. But when we wake up, I tell you what, maybe this is what I'm dealing with in my spirit with this sobering. Amen. Somebody say, waking up to reality. And we see nations fighting the way they're fighting. Amen. And people talking about nuke stuff. Amen. I mean, two nations about to go at it, and both of them got nuclear reactors. You know, they're ready to go for it. Amen. And we're all just popping popcorn and shooting off firecrackers. Amen. Somebody's dying someplace around the world. Somebody say, it's New Year's. Come on, let's have another party. Make me feel good. Let's say horizon. May old acquaintance, what is it, be? Old anxiety, amen. Hallelujah. But we need to wake up because now is our salvation nearer than we've ever thought before. Amen. Jesus is definitely coming. And some people, you know, how can you tell whether you're asleep or not? If you're so concerned about your, more concerned about your holiday than the fact that Jesus is coming and that we need to take this time and this hour when we think about time to discern the times. Somebody say, praise the Lord. For the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. This is what somebody say, get ready for the new year. I believe this is the new day. Amen. Let's put away those things that we used to do that don't avail us anything, that don't profit us anything, that won't do anything for us. Amen. And let's put on the new stuff. Somebody say, amen. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. This is how we can survive this year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Is that all right? Oh, Father. I feel like I'm in a movie. I mean, I feel like I'm in, you know, somebody said this man must be nuts, but I feel like I'm in one of those Distant Thunder movies or something, you know, except it's more real. Amen. You turn on your TV, it's just like I'm in a movie. Amen. What's going on here? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Remember these things tonight. See, God moves in, you know, he moves in mysterious ways. You know, but if we'd learn to discern the flow of the Holy Ghost and we put these things to our heart, you know, God will help us get over in this new year. Amen. One of the things I discern, it says that in this day that there are angels about to be released. When you read the book of Revelations, angels are being released. Angels are, somebody say, angels. God's sending forth the spirits, angels to be released. In other words, when he sent out that angel of death, and over half of, what was it, a quarter of the world? What percentage of the world was dead, amen? Died because of famine and war and disease and all these things. Somebody say, what year is it? What time is it? When are we going to wake up and discern the time and say, hey, I'm going to live my year a little bit differently than I lived last year. And I'm going to make a couple New Year's resolutions, and these are going to be more than just my little personal things. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. If I could tell you anything in this new year, I know you can celebrate in 15 minutes. But if I can tell you anything, I got a word of a warning from the Holy Ghost. Amen. A word of a warning from the Holy Ghost. There are some things that are about to happen. Amen. That will shake. You know, if we don't get into prayer and get into the Holy Ghost. See, before we used to get into prayer and we get into the Holy Ghost because it made us feel comfort. Thank God for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It made us feel good. It made us laugh. Amen. But I tell you what, we need to find the Holy Spirit as a refuge in a time of trouble. Amen. Because God has honored us and God has placed us in this age, amen, to accomplish his purpose, amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil's lease is up and he's mad. I've never seen more people die this year. Lord, have mercy. People well and healthy and healed. Here today, gone tomorrow. People younger than me. You know, I'm getting phone calls from Maryland. Somebody say, amen. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's all kind of devilish stuff out there. Now, it's a little bit more than rock and roll today. Amen. And I believe the devil's got some stuff we ain't never seen before that he's going to pull out there. Amen. But unless we're surrounded by the presence of God, surrounded by a prayer life, amen. Take your Christianity serious. Take your faith serious. Don't play games with it. What did I tell you? Somebody say, what's that word of warning? Every game you play, guess what's going to happen this year? You'll lose. Why are you going to lose every game? Because God's not playing games anymore. Amen. God's on to the real thing. God says, listen, I'm coming. Amen. I'm coming. Hallelujah. I'm about to show up. Amen. Get about my business. Amen. And his business is souls. Amen. There's a harvest that the Lord wants, and we need to get busy about that harvest. And, you know, I've been listening. Thank God for Holy Ghost. We need to get back to true spirituality and get back to the basics of anointing. You know, it'll change you. All day long, just listen to sanctified folks singing. Amen. That you may be able to be to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. So when do you put on this armor of God? In what day? In the evil day. Somebody say, in the evil day. There are evil days coming. Somebody say, praise God. Why? Because you know what? Before the light gets brightest, it gets darker. Just before the sun comes up in the morning is the darkest time of day. Amen? But I believe this is the hour that we're about to enter into. And you know what? I don't care how dark it gets in the world, my life's going to shine brighter and brighter. Amen? Just because the devil does his stuff doesn't mean I can't be blessed. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't perceive in my spirit, amen. I believe that there's somebody's put a wrench in the way things are, amen. There are going to be some changes, amen. It was going to put the believer at advantage, amen. But us believers at advantage, we need to be sober. Somebody say, thank God. That was standing, having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your lurge girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shine with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of what? Taking what? Tell you what, you better learn to live by faith, because there's nothing else stable out there. The way stocks are going up and down, my Lord. Amen. You have to have faith. Today, have a job. Tomorrow, who knows? Oh, we'll get it back. It'll swing back. It does it all the time. You know, this is what they said in the Bible. You know, there's a scripture that said they said it in the Bible. They've always said that Jesus was coming. It's nothing new. It'll swing back around. I don't think so. I think Jesus is coming. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to do what? Quench some of the fiery darts of who? The wicked one. So take on the helmet of salvation. I tell you what, if you don't have your mind preserved with the gospel and the word of God, amen, amen, you're going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying what? Praying what? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Somebody say, thank God. This is what God wants us to do this year. Amen. As we were praying in the Holy Spirit, said, Holy Spirit, give us a word for the new year. We got a word we're going to be blessed in this new year. Amen. But above all things, I got this strong warning on the inside of me. Get ready for the evil day. Amen. For now, salvation is nearer than we ever thought. Amen. And the Bible says, you know, we always talk about the great harvest coming in, but the Bible also says there'll be a great falling away. Amen. But if you preserve yourself in the Holy Ghost, you develop a lifestyle of prayer. We're having 21 days around here just when we get back to the basics. Just think, it takes 21 days to form a good habit. You know, now it's time to break some habits and to form some good habits. Somebody say, amen. You know what I feel so good about? I feel so released that if people want to play games, they can play games. It's so nice to find out that you're not God, isn't it? Nice to find out you're not the Holy Ghost. You know what? People have the right to go to heaven, amen, if they accept Jesus into their life. But you know what? They also have the right to go to hell, amen? And you know what? The angels don't cry when people decide to do the wrong thing. Hallelujah. We need to get busy about the Lord's work. Amen in this new year. And be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Why don't you stand up where you are right now? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Everybody say the word, no games. No games. Hallelujah. Just say it, no games. Hallelujah. The real thing. If you don't try to get back into this other thing and make that other thing roll, it ain't. You'll be blessed. Yeah, you can have $1 million. Nothing wrong with having $1 million. Amen. But you need to have your mind, you know. You need to have your mind reprogrammed. Amen. Amen. There needs to be a little bit of, somebody say repentance. The new year is a good time for repentance, a time that we change our mindset and open our eyes to the new day. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you find God doing some of the things he said he would do? And it's starting to freak you out. I mean, I'm really starting to find some of the things that's starting to freak you out, that God's starting to do what he said he would do. Amen. I'm going to agree with God and see it in the end. Amen. There's nothing going to be more important in my life this year. And I got some wonderful things happening. I got some things that are whoop-de-doo. Amen. But there will be nothing more important in my life this year than hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost and patiently walking that thing out. Absolutely nothing more important than knowing Jesus, amen, and doing what he says to do, amen, and being used by God. And I think that should be the number one objective of everybody in this room, to know Jesus more intimately and to put him first and to give him your whole heart. You're not going to miss anything if you give God your whole heart. So many people think that Christianity thing, y'all get into stuff too much, always in church, always praying. I'm still, you know, and they think you don't have to be praying all the time in church, all the time, singing all the time. You don't need all that. You know, you need to follow me and do all these other things. I'm finding I'm not a step behind anybody else. Amen. I can be blessed praying. Amen. And so can you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so can you. Get right with God and make a real firm commitment to get in this thing. Amen. It's about to get wonderful. Amen. And what is the wonderful things that are about to happen? I believe we're about to see the signs and wonders. I know I've been saying it for a long time. I know I've been saying it for a long time. I've been really speaking. I believe this is the age of signs and wonders. And I believe it's going to happen this year. I believe it's going to happen this year. I believe some of you are going to be experiencing it be happening through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything happens when something's about to shut out. Anything can happen when things are about to shut out. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Amen. Jesus is coming, and he wants your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole mind. Amen. And I believe the gospel is going to be preached more clearly. Amen. We're going to find the message getting a little bit more concrete, because in recent times, you know, we thought we'd be here for a real long time. They watered down this gospel where people never had to make a decision, never had to make a choice. They have to walk for God. They just had to hang around church and everything would be okay. Amen. But I believe this is the hour when God's going to start to spew lukewarmness. Amen. But he's going to pull people closer to his own heart. Amen. So let's lean on Jesus this new year. You know, it can be better. Amen. It can be better. Let's go for it. How about you? Find the thing of God that he's been, how many had God pressing on your heart to do some things? You know, and there might have been a little bit of rebellion on the inside. This would be the year. This would be the year, amen, that you would start to obey the things that God's been leading you to do and value those things. And I want you to guess these things out too. The thing that caused you not to do what God told you to do, amen, didn't profit. Everything that distracted me from doing what God told me to do with my life that I considered to be more important didn't profit me anything. So waste of time. You end right back up to the thing of whether you'll obey God or not. How many want to go around in circles? I don't want to go around in circles. Don't go around in circles this year. Do everything God tells you to do and go straight ahead. Okay, and you won't go through circles. I love you people. Amen. Something wonderful is about to happen, and I'm excited about it. Amen. Just lift up holy hands and pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's several ministers in this place right now that can help you get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you're not saved, there's somebody in here that's really good at getting people saved, and they'll get you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I know it sounds real strange. I know it sounds real weird and real awkward. You know what? But I just sense God coming over me in a greater way. A greater way. Amen. In a greater way. In a greater way. And he's coming over you in a greater way. I'm not just boasting. Amen. And we have to go with the way the Spirit of God leads us to go. And this is the direction that God leaded us, wanted me to go in tonight. And we're going this direction. Therefore, you'll be blessed in it. Therefore, you'll be blessed in it. There's nothing too hard for God. So, Father, because they've come out here tonight to honor you in the house of God, oh, do some great things in some of these people's lives right now, Jesus. Father God, I know in this room tonight there may be some on their way to hell. Hallelujah. Some on their way to hell, Father God. Lord, would you bless them this new year with new life and life more abundantly, Father God? Right now in the name of Jesus, will you do that for them, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus? Will you deliver somebody from hell tonight in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit. Father God, there are people that are here tonight that have never experienced your presence. Oh, Father. They've never experienced your presence, Father God. Tonight, they need you to come through, Father God. They need you to come through. Would you come through, sweet Jesus? Would you come through, sweet Jesus? Father, also in this room, I perceive that there's some big things about to happen, Father God. There are large issues going on right now in so many hearts, Father God. Deep issues, Father God. Some people feel like they're almost backed up against a wall, Father God, but you got them right in the center of the hand, and you're the God that opens doors, and you are completely in control. Hallelujah. And Father God, we declare that no weapon formed against anybody in this place will ever prosper, and that doors are opening up. This will not be a year of challenge. This will be a year of obedience and blessing in the name of Jesus. And I command an immediate turnaround in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them shine through. Let them be overcomers this year in the name of Jesus. Bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Let the miracle happen, Father God. And we hold you to your word, Father God, that you said the dream will come true. So renew in their hearts tonight that dream, Father God, the dreams that they have, and cause it to happen in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just sense, and I'm not playing games, I just sense God telling me to tell you everything's going to be all right. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. You just go for it. Go for anything. You go for it in the name of Jesus. Everything's going to be all right in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a rapid turnaround. A rapid turnaround. Just claim a rapid turnaround in the name of Jesus. It's real, and it will happen for you. I'm more concerned, you know what? Because I believe the people that God's going to put in my life, I am more concerned, not that people wouldn't get blessed, but I'm more concerned that they'll be able to handle the blessing of God. To handle the blessing of God. It's not hard for God to bless you, amen? But I don't want that blessing to distract you from his presence, amen? You want to go to God with reward. You want to go to God with reward. Amen. Jesus is coming. So, amen. So put him first in your life. Don't waste your days. Don't waste your moments. Amen. Don't waste your hours. Honor God. Amen. In all that you do. Minister. Amen. Be a blessing. Amen. Do something with your life in Jesus' name. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good? Isn't it good? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Isn't the Lord good? Why'd y'all come tonight? You just wanted to be in church tonight, huh? Was it good to be here? Is it kind of strange? Huh? Well, Jesus is here for you. Jesus is here for you. And there are people here that can help. Amen. I know you say, what are you pointing me out for? I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand it. What'd you point me out for? Do you do this to all the visitors and different things? You know what? Because it's an assignment from the Lord. It's a very small place, as you can see, and we don't get many people come through. And the Holy Spirit told us several weeks ago that they would start to come through to receive Jesus and to get saved and to have new life. And you know, it's been happening every service. Every service. Now where we have to preach this thing so clearly, you know, and just be blunt about it, amen. There are people here tonight that can help. Amen. There are people here tonight that can speak words that will change your life forever. Amen. That could change your life forever. People that can stand with you, love you, and believe God for you. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to do something for 2 minutes. Is that all right? Something for 2 minutes. Amen. There are ministers in this place. I want you to get your ministry back. Amen. I want you to get your ministry back. I want you to get your life back. Amen. I want you to develop that confidence back that God has for you. And I want you to be a blessing. I want you to be a blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Before you leave this place tonight, would you minister to one person? I want you just to think and pray. And I just want you to minister. You know, minister in one person. You don't have to prophesy, not unless you got one. Better be God. If it's not, punch him in the stomach. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank the Lord. Amen. But it could be just to love somebody. Amen. Just to love somebody. Amen. Sister Belle, you reached out on last night, you know, and I know it was really difficult for you to do that because you don't usually flow that way, and it's so hard. But that young man that you reached your hand out and prayed for, you know, he sat in that service, didn't look like he was getting anything out of it, just looked like he was out there on his own. But right after the service was over, I just went to that young man, I gave that guy a hug, and as soon as I put my arms around that guy said, help me, please, help me. I want to be delivered. He said, the devil's trying to hurt me. Help me, and I want to be saved. And then Rex got the guy saved last night. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, just bless somebody. Go find somebody and give them a word of encouragement right now. Love somebody right before you go. You got 2 minutes, and then we'll say one prayer and go home. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get up from where you are right now and be obedient right now. Be obedient right now and go bless somebody. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, thank God. David, I trust you here. Help these brothers. Help my God. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to give you a hug. Is that all right? God bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, let something good happen, man. Let something good happen. Let something good happen. Let something good happen. Let something good happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Ooh, my God, the love of the Lord is in this place. The love of the Lord is in this place. The love of the Lord is in this place. Oh, the love of the Lord is in this place. The love of God is in this place, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that baby. Isn't that baby pretty? Hallelujah. Ooh, God is so good. Isn't it strange? Hallelujah. You ready, Crystal? Hallelujah. You ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing, buddy? Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I'm ready. How about you? Glory to God. You ready? You ready for the big haul? You ready for the big, man, I'm being freaked out. I'm being freaked out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I don't need to, brother. You are a nail. 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 Amen. Love you, buddy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And I agree with you right now for the money for that vehicle right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. God's your supplier. God is your source. If he has to rain it from heaven, let it be rained from heaven right now in the name of Jesus. You're the blessed of God. You're the redeemed of God. You've heard the Lord's voice. You can follow through. God has never let you down. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Glory to God. There, it would be highly unlike God to see you getting messed up in this area, and you're not going to be messed up in this area. God's going to bring you through in that area. God's going to bring you through in that area. I promise you, don't fear. You just trust God and watch what the Lord does. Hallelujah. Thank you. I know it's coming. Amen. When I go to reach for my wallet, I know it's coming. Somebody say amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. How you doing back there, Sister Gloria? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you have had God start to move on certain areas that he's been talking about, and you've seen stuff show up? Amen. It's kind of freaky, isn't it? Amen. God is doing it. Start to trust God and start to share your testimonies and go forth in that area. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. It's the new year. We're the blessed of God. We'll be here at 5:30 a.m. on not tomorrow morning, the day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow, Tuesday. Not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. Wednesday. Wednesday. Somebody say praise God. Make it. Just make it. Why? What is it all about? It's all about conditioning yourself so that you can accomplish what we talked about tonight. So that you can accomplish what you were talking about tonight. I tell you what, devil doesn't want you to do it. You're not going to want to do it. But if you do do it, my Lord, 21 days and it'll go by just like that. We'll never be the same again. We'll never be the same again. Amen. Preparing us to be successful in this year to come. I'm so glad I got blessed last year. Woo! How many of you got blessed in the devil's nest almost? Amen. The devil tried all that stuff last year and you came out blessed. Somebody say praise God, praise God. All the stuff he tried, you still ended up being blessed. Glory to God. You still look good. Hallelujah. Things are working out. God, if he did it last year, he can do it this year again. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It was a good year, wasn't it? My goodness, hallelujah. Think of all that stuff you got to do, amen. And the best is yet to come, amen. Love you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. I love you, girlfriend. Praise the Lord. Give us some good music, Brother Jesse. Give us some good music. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Did you get a good minister come to you tonight? How many of you got a good minister come to you and told you what you needed? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. So, how many of y'all excited for this new year? Amen. Can't wait. How many? Morris, you look great. Amen. You look like he just got an oil well. This man, I mean, he is a stone cold Texan. I tell you, if